Creative visualization.
Activate imagination and set a goal and see it through. System faith brings realization, and that's how dreams come true.
Hi everyone, Michelle back again. Isn't Bob Proctor amazing? I mean, just the energy behind what he says, it's the energy and the vibration of his words are just so empowering. Now, the following information in this chapter about visualization is powerful. Why? Because it works. This is one of the most powerful ways to use the law of attraction for creating what you want into your beautiful life. Let me share with you a real example from Bob's and my own experience about the power of visualization, and then share with you some techniques to do this for yourself. We've had many extraordinary things happen when we've used visualization. It's absolutely magical and fascinating. Our subconscious mind thinks in pictures and patterns. When we visualize, our subconscious mind doesn't know if it's real or if it's not. Neuroscientists have proven this in recent years. If we see a photograph of a car, our mind thinks it is an actual, real, three-dimensional object. The subconscious mind cannot differentiate between a real car and a picture of a car. The following story is a great example of how visualization worked for us. Bob and I were in Malaysia, working together in Kuala Lumpur, doing seminars and writing songs. We went to the middle of the city where they have a huge outdoor stage, and we were writing a song together called Motivation for the Nation, which in Bahasa Malaysia, the version we were doing then, was Motivasi Untuk Bangsa. You know what? I've just made a decision. We have just finished redoing the English version for this wonderful, powerful song, Motivation for the Nation. I'm going to add that to the end of this CD so that you will have that song as a free gift as well. Now, we visualized we would have our song performed to an audience of over 15,000 and that this audience would also be singing along. We knew to add over because then we were not limiting the unlimited power. The thought of the light and power and positivity behind that many people singing together was awesome. It would be such a positive experience for all who were there. Now remember, we hadn't even finished writing the song, let alone recording it. We were on the stage visualizing 15,000 people, and Bob always says that whatever you originally come up with, whether it's money or whatever, double it. So we doubled it and said it was to an audience of over 30,000 people. Move forward in time to New Year's Eve, 10 months later. In 1996, there were 300 musicians and dancers performing our song on that same stage to an audience of over 50,000 people who were all singing along. Our song was played on national radio, and the music video we created was on TV every day. The Prime Minister of Malaysia had chosen our song, an Australian and a Canadian. How funny is that? Our song to help bring in the new year for his country. And yes, we will repeat. There were over 50,000 people bringing in the new year singing our positive, light-filled song. What we had done was record the song. I recorded the song with many of Malaysia's biggest singing pop stars, and it ended up being a very popular song. In fact, it is still being played in Malaysia. It was sort of at the time an anthem for the country. That came about because of creative visualization. So when you visualize, always see it happening now and do not ask how it will happen. Once you have made a decision on what you want and have visualized it, ideas and opportunities will arise. Then you are to immediately begin taking action on these ideas and opportunities. Always ask for what you want or something even better, and always add, I give thanks that this has happened in ways which were for my highest good and the highest good of everyone involved. Or if you'd like to add, what I like to add is the highest divine good for myself and the highest divine good of everyone involved, because we are all one. Because the infinite intelligence knows what we want better than we know what we want, and always knows the how. It's not us asking God for what we want. God is omniscient. How could you ask omniscience for what you want? God is omniscience. This is just for us to get clear so that we will self-propel ourselves into positive action. This is how it works. So, how to do this for yourself. To start with, feel. Really get into the emotions of how you would feel having the success you desire. Think of all the people you are helping. Whatever your it is, ask yourself first, how would I really feel if this were to happen in my life? You may be surprised, as it may be a feeling of peace, relief, or simply unbridled passion. And of course, always have gratitude. If you cannot imagine how you would feel, go back into your memory and think of a time when you had achieved something that was really wonderful. Get yourself into that love vibration where you feel very happy, and then visualize what it is you want as if it had already been experienced. When we focus and visualize our big picture, we can then take the necessary action as we are guided to have this beautiful picture be our experience. If we were given a jigsaw puzzle and were not first shown the actual finished picture, it would be very challenging to find which piece went where. We may still be able to achieve this, however, it could take much longer, and we may give up before the puzzle was completed. When we can actually see and know what it is we want to create first, it is then much easier and more fun to put the pieces together. What a feeling of accomplishment and fulfillment we get when we have finished and are putting that very last puzzle piece into place. So ask yourself, what is my big picture? Actually, go and get a pen. Why don't you pause this CD, or if it's on your iPod, pause it and go and get a pen. Go and get a pen right now and write it down now. There's only now. Write down, what is my big picture? How does it look? Write down now how it looks. How does it look? How does it feel? Come on, write it down. Pause this and write down how it feels. Use every great superlative and adjective you can think of. So now that you've written down how it feels, how do you feel? How do you feel? How do you look now that this has been achieved? What do you look like? Who are you with? Who are you hanging out with now? So if you didn't write it down, my suggestion is you go and write it down. Write it down, and in as much detail as possible, your dream of succeeding in your career or any area of your life, and see it as if you had already experienced it happening. Now, when I said, who are you with? This is a little tricky, because you can write down, you know, I'm with Oprah, I'm with Bob, I'm with this person, that. And then if it doesn't manifest in that way, you can get disappointed. So what I suggest is that you write down the loved ones that you're with who are really happy and are congratulating you, because there may be new people and God knows what is for your highest good. So allow that to be just people of great quality, people of great character, people that are like-minded and positive, who believe in me rather than who they actually are, unless there are loved ones in your life right now. Write it down as in detail as you can. See it, feel it, touch it, breathe it in, write it down as if it has already been achieved, and then come back. Write down, first of all, how about this? I am so joyously happy and deeply grateful now that, and then write it down. I highly recommend that you actually get the printed book as well, so that you can sort of go over the maps, the MSI maps and everything in detail. But for now, those that are listening, I hope that I have conveyed to you how to do that, because it's a very, very, very powerful exercise. Excellent. Now that you have written your vision down, put all of your intention on your dream, your intention and your attention on this beautiful picture. Attention simply means to stretch toward. This is your intention, to stretch toward your vision. Visualizing will not only stretch you toward what it is you desire to experience, this tool of the mind will also have it come to you. You will meet together in this third dimension at the right place and at the right time. It is very important to visualize what you want, not so that God needs to know. God is omniscient, so that you will know. So that you won't be just busy for being busy's sake, you will then be able to focus every day on each detail and get things actually accomplished. What is really happening is the veil of illusion will dissolve and what you wanted will appear as it was always there. You couldn't just see it, that's all. You just couldn't see it. Wondrous and powerful images will begin to appear in your physical world when you do this. Ideas will come to you, the right positive influential people, great opportunities, and so much good. Do this repeatedly and then it will become your actual experience. As was mentioned earlier by Bob when he spoke about an MSI board, do another board with your goals laid out in pictures. We call this your magnetic creative visualization board. Get a large piece of poster cardboard from your local office supply house, and after completion, paste this up on a wall in your office or living area. Paste onto it pictures of all the things you want to have and wish to achieve. For example, go to a car dealer and have someone take a photo of you sitting in the car of your dreams. Then have this blown up and add an affirmation to it. I give thanks for my beautiful new car. I love driving safely in this luxurious machine. You can do this with anything: travel, new office computers, homes, vacation destinations, etc. Have a book cover done if you've just done a book, or if you're a screenwriter with your script. If you're a writer, set this up on the board, do like a mock cover of your book or whatever it is, and write in red sold or bestseller. Write this affirmation on your board. I am so grateful that all of my dreams have come true, and I am now doing what I love to do, and I am highly paid doing what I love. I am now easily able to experience the things in life that make me more comfortable. Then add what it is you do, as if you are now doing it. Some of our listeners may be authors, trainers, multi-level marketing people, actors, writers. Others may be musicians who see themselves winning awards, etc. I'm pretty sure that you now get the picture. Excuse the pun. So what we are doing is planning and setting an intention in the now. We are not projecting our past into the future. That would only keep us stuck in past experiences. We are here now, raising our consciousness so that our future nows will be even higher. It's all about consciousness now, connecting with our higher self, leaving the past where it belongs, and bringing joy and power and strong, high intentions that will stretch into our future moments. That is what visualization is really about.